Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mully and Hall, mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Confidence ain't great. My confidence ain't great because you telling me you're going to have, you know, 22 teams full of players follow all the rules? Like, when we have 100% freedom, everybody don't follow all the rules. So, I mean, I don't have much confidence, but hopefully, you know, it'll be handled to a point where, like, we're not putting everybody at risk or in a dangerous position.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's Damian Lillard. You got to love his honesty. And on the line is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Brian Scalabrine, co-host of Scal and Pals and All NBA Podcasts. Subscribe to Scal and Pals today wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And Brian joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Hey, Brian.
I'm doing well. You guys?
We're doing okay. You know, we're looking at the numbers like everyone else and just kind of raising an eyebrow. And boy, it's scary stuff. And if that wasn't enough, I read Sean Devaney, longtime guy. We've had him on the program. Good dude. He wrote for Forbes where he quoted a Dr. Tim Hewitt, who was an ACL expert out of Ohio, had been an NBA consultant. And he, Dr. Hewitt, predicted after the lockout that you could see 2, 3, 4 times the injury rate in the following season or seasons. And the NBA saw 11 players go down with serious knee ligament injuries, including Derrick Rose. Unfortunately, he was accurate in those predictions. And he said he sees the same type of issue coming up here after the play stoppage and guys, you know. And I've got to be honest with you, Brian, I was surprised that more players didn't have kind of places to work out. You know, it's great when you got guys with their own gym on the horse show, but the idea that Giannis, among others, doesn't have any way of working out in the off season if you're in lockdown, I guess no one imagined it could come. But I was surprised at the number of players that didn't have a hoop around them. And I hope that doesn't mean guys driving are going to suffer more tendon or ligament injuries.
Well, I wonder if it'll happen in this short amount of time. And it could. I get it. Like, I don't think you should go that long without playing basketball. But don't remember, just because NBA players said they're not out, but they didn't put it on Instagram like they typically do, doesn't mean these guys are not finding gyms all over the place. I know for a fact there are players in that are getting access to gyms early in the morning, late at night. No one's around. They come in, they get their work, they get out. They're being safe and all that kind of stuff. But like NBA players, especially players gearing up to win a championship, like the Lakers, the Bucks, and you know, even like the Boston Celtics, Philadelphia 76ers, these guys are finding gyms to work out in.
Brian, given what's happened in the past week with the Nets and the Nuggets and, you know, two teams that are involved in the bubble and reporting to Orlando, what has it done to your confidence that this season will come off with, you know, as scheduled and that they will play basketball in Orlando?
I think that we'll play. I'm pretty confident that we'll play the 8 games. I'm actually confident that we'll get to the first round of the playoffs. I just don't know what the number is. What is the number in which Adam Silver pulls the plug on this thing? Is it 30? Is it 40? Is it 50? Whatever it is. Or is that no matter what, we need to plow through and push on. Remember, I think there's a little bit of pressure on Adam Silver. When he shut down that game in Oklahoma City where the guy ran on the court, and it's like, next thing you know, the NBA is postponed, the world sort of followed. The United States followed. Now, the U.S. is opening up, and Adam Silver now is trying to make this thing happen. It's just a decision that I'm not sure what the NBA is going to do about it. Is it, no matter what, we have to make sure that the players don't get the coronavirus? Or is it, hey, guys, we got to figure out a way to live with this and plow through this, because eventually this is going to be a part of our world. I'm not sure what's the internal conversations happening with the NBA, but I think we'll get the answers as this thing goes. And the idea that creating a bubble is going to prevent every player from getting it, that's where I think that the NBA is wrong. I don't think this thing is controllable. I do think it will seep into the bubble, not as much as it would be if they were out and about just living their normal life. But I do believe that some players inside the bubble will get it, and it'll be interesting how fast it spreads.
You know, given the nature of the sport, Brian, do you think that it might be the players that get it as opposed to the number of players who get it? Do you know what I mean? If you think of some of the stars going down, I don't know that those teams can win championships any longer, and maybe that ends up being a deciding factor.
Sure. I do think when people ask about the asterisk question, hey, is there an asterisk on this championship? If no one gets the coronavirus, then I don't think there's an asterisk on this championship. I think this championship's going to be tough. But I'm going to lay out a scenario for you. You know, the Bucks are playing Toronto. It's the Eastern Conference Finals, and the Bucks are up 3-1. And next thing you know, Giannis goes down. He's out for 14 days. There's not an asterisk on that win right there. Now, is it? It's one thing like for a guy to get injured. Like, you know, we saw Kevin Durant last year with the Achilles tendon. I believe that there's a wear and tear in the NBA, and it's all part of it. Like, accidents aren't freak accidents. A lot of times there's a reason for that, and it could be, you know, the toll it's taken on your body. But the coronavirus is something that's so different. You guys watched The Last Dance. You saw what Michael Jordan did at Utah with the flu game. He just plowed through it. There's no plowing through this. And what's even more strange is a player could play and be asymptomatic and not even know he has it, yet it's such a huge virus disease and something where you're going to have people pulled out for 2 weeks when they actually have no symptoms. So it's nothing like mental toughness where you can just push through. This doesn't work like that. So if one of the major stars, and I agree with you with your question, one of the main stars comes up with it, LeBron, Giannis, you know, even Embiid or Ben Simmons or Kemba Walker or you know, Kawhi Leonard, any of these guys, if they get it, I think I'm going to have to put an asterisk on this championship because I want to see the stars out there.
Brian, ESPN is reporting that to finish the season over 3 months is going to cost $150 million for the bubble concept, and this on top of projected losses of more than $1 billion in revenue because of the coronavirus. And I just wonder, is there a growing segment of the NBA world or population? How big is the segment of that world that feels like, is this worth it? Because that is a lot of money for something that may not even be able to, as we've discussed, finish, see it through and to its completion.
Yeah, but there's a lot of money in TV as well. Like every time these guys play a game, ESPN, ABC, they have advertising dollars. And if it does go all the way to the end, there's a lot of money to be made as well. So I know it's one thing. I understand it does seem like a lot of money, but it wouldn't be free if we were normally living our life and players were traveling all over the place and staying in hotels and everything like that. So there is a cost to playing games. I actually think the cost might be less without the airplane travel. Like those private jets, you know, $50,000 an hour, and for a playoff series, you know, flying around, it does add up. So that's a big number to say, wow, that's amazing. I can't believe how much this is. But like I said, if nothing went wrong and we just continued our season, that number would also be a pretty substantial amount when you think about, you know, the playoffs and what all that stuff costs. But the NBA, it's more important for them to do this for many reasons. One, they really want to try to push the season off next year so they can get to a point where you can have 20,000 people in an arena. And the only way to do that was to try something like this. You can't stop the season in March and then pick up the season sometime in January, hopefully thinking that there's a vaccine where now we can have fans again. I know the NBA for certain wants fans in the building for game one. Now, it might not happen, but their goal is to play as many games with fans as possible. And if you look at this scenario, if they cancel the season, can you see 20,000 people going to an arena on November 1st for opening day in the NBA? I just don't see it.
This is a very minute and silly question, but I nonetheless am going after it because it really annoyed me. According to Bobby Marks, the NBA front office insider for ESPN, he said that the league is going to now do some proration with their bookkeeping because of the stoppage with coronavirus. So a guy like Chris Dunn, who was on the Bulls, he was facing a qualifying offer of $4.6 million after getting injured and not starting any longer. And, you know, frankly, the team probably would have pulled the plug on starting him because they're not going anywhere and they wouldn't want to pay more than $4.6. Maybe that's still a decision for them. But now it's prorated to $7.1 million because of the coronavirus stoppage. Now I think they don't bring the player back. And it just seems like that could cost him in his career as opposed to them kind of just understanding he was hurt and maybe the team had a decision. I'm not saying any of this is fair, but when you make kind of general rules like that, don't they affect you maybe in negative ways?
Sure, a lot. And when you – a scenario like that, the reason they're making a rule like this is not necessarily for Chris Dunn, but it might be for – you know, 30 other players and how this whole thing works. It's a nightmare. It's a logistical nightmare when you stop a season in the middle. It's a logistical nightmare. It's a logistical nightmare what Daryl Morey did at the beginning of the season. And you're talking about, you know, maybe close to $1 billion or $2 billion not coming in from China. The NBA operates in a certain way where everyone assumes that they're going to get paid a certain amount. 51% goes to the players and all these other things. But when you add a scenario like this and all the money just stops, you can't continue to pay guys a certain amount and different things have to happen. So, yeah, it's unfortunate, and it'll be really interesting what happens to all the free agents next year because the cap might drop $8, $9, $10 million, which means not that it's like, so what's the difference between 118 and 109? It's just that teams don't have any space to sign guys. If, you know, people count on the cap continuing to climb. And this thing is, if you were a free agent and you were gearing up for next year and you were thinking this is going to be my big payday, you got screwed.
Brian, in the NHL, when that resumes, there's a feeling like, okay, you know, anyone can win this because the randomness of hockey makes it really fun in the postseason, and that kind of playoff intensity can bring out the best in average teams. I don't know if the same is true in the NBA, and I don't think that it is, but I do wonder if you expect some teams that might not be expected to make runs might surprise us. And if these playoffs in this sort of unusual setup, it could have a team that comes out of nowhere and challenges for either a conference title or the NBA title.
Yeah, so I'm Philadelphia is one that's on my hot list just because they were 29-2 at home. They were great. Ben Simmons is great when the fans get behind him. But he also really struggles managing games on the road. He just like doesn't call a good game, like a real point guard, like a Chris Paul or a Rondo or LeBron James. Like those guys really do have a good pulse on the game. Ben Simmons just, he lacks that area of his game. But in this environment, so am I looking at Ben Simmons as the player on the road who really struggles, or am I looking at Ben Simmons the guy who really dominates at home and gets up and down and his physical dominance is absolutely, you know, push the Sixers through. So they're one team that stands out. Another team that stands out is Miami Heat. Think about it. You know, like the sexy word nowadays that every GM and coach and every players now talk about is culture. Culture this, culture that. We got to have the right culture. Well, the Miami Heat have culture. That's like, I mean, they've had culture for 20 years. And so far so that if you're miss a Zoom workout and you're on the Miami Heat, you don't get a call from the strength coach. You get a call from Pat Riley, and Pat Riley's like, what are you doing? And Pat Riley has proven in the past, if you're not about what we're about here, I will get rid of you, and I'll find someone else that's about what we're about. So the Miami Heat, who, if you listen to all the messages coming out of Miami, it is, man, I can't wait to do this, where everyone's like, man, I'm not sure I want to go. I'm not sure I want to do this. I'm not sure I want to do that. Miami Heat's like, man, this is going to be great. I can't wait to get back to hooping. Man, I've been working out on the Zoom calls. I've been I'm in the best shape. I feel rested. I feel ready to make a run. We feel like we can beat anybody. That's the messages coming out of Miami. So I keep my eye out on Miami and see how they play. And I just keep my eye out on Philly. As much of a disappointment they've been this season, this whole thing could change. Remember, they were 29-2 at home, which is a ridiculous record. So those are the two teams I'm really curious to see. Not necessarily the regular season when that ends, but when the playoffs start.
Brian, thanks a ton. We appreciate your time as always. Great stuff.
Thanks, Gal.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
That was Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Brian Scalabrine, co-host of Scal and Pals, an all-NBA podcast. And you can subscribe to Scal and Pals today wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.